Okay, good to be back. I know we had quite an event that took place with the hurricane, and it's good to see all of you here. But I know just talking to our players, appreciate just the whole city, the first responders. You know, a lot of things going on for our team, a lot of things going on for everybody in our whole state and up and down the East Coast. So just appreciate all everybody's efforts to try to make it as smooth as possible. We feel very fortunate to be here still and to be able to practice at our facilities. So as far as the team, really good meetings today. Had a chance last week with the bye week to really evaluate some things, scheme, personnel, you know, a lot of things, and had some really good discussions. And, you know, we talked to players a little bit about that today, fill them in more on Wednesday. Introduced Chicago today just a little bit, but more just to get our guys out there running again. Very fast practice. Good to see a lot of guys are coming back. I think the bye week for us, injury-wise, still had a few guys nursing some things, but overall our health is pretty good.
Were you in helmets and shoulder pads?
Just helmets.
All right. How did Colvin look?
Good. We had two, you know, a couple team sessions, and, you know, but just to see him run around and see guys run around, like I said, a very crisp, very fast practice, you know, the couple days off for our players, I think was good.
Do you expect him to play Sunday and be available?
Expect him to be available, okay. Yeah.
Was it harder to prepare during a bye week than this week than it was in normal weeks because of everything that was going on?
Well, it is. It's challenging because not only are you taking care of yourself, but your team and then your family, and then also just to prepare for in case something happens where we weren't going to be in our facility. So there's a lot of things going on. That's, I think, we're just all grateful that it worked out and you know, to where it is right now today.
This year at left guard, what'd you make of him in those 150 snaps?
Well, boy, we had some tough conversations. Here's a guy who did everything for the team. He competed at left tackle, moved to right or left guard, played at left guard, did some good things at left guard. I think we were very excited about him, his versatility. Then he had to play left tackle, kind of what we thought could happen in the season, and did everything right. It's not supposed to work out this way, you know, with a guy that does everything like that. So it's just very unfortunate. But, you know, we'll stay strong with them and handle this whole ordeal with them.
Did you see him make progress at left guard?
We did. We did see it. I thought we saw him become more physical type of a player. I think it was good for him in short area. I thought we saw him just make overall strides there.
Was everybody able to come back travel-wise?
Yeah, we had no issues with guys getting back.
Any idea what you do with guard now, Coach?
Yeah, we've got a couple options that we're looking at. That's, you know, we'll have a meeting tonight now, take a look at the tape, and then, you know, have a plan. I mean, we have some options that we're looking at right now.
Third down stuff, offense and defense, lower part of the league.
Right.
How much did you glean anything from looking at that?
Yeah, we did a couple things, you know, on offense. We've had a lot of third and long situations, you know, third and 11 plus. And it's not just third and 11. These are third and 20s, third and 23s, you know, far too many in that area. And it comes back to just controlling things we can control, the foolish penalties, the, you know, penalties overall, you know, false starts, things that pre-snap. More pre-snap issues for us. So cleaning that part of the game up. But and defensively, you break it up into certain areas and you find out certain areas maybe that you might have to adjust some things at certain down distance or in third down specifically.
On defense, it doesn't look like third and long's a problem. Is it third and short that they're...
It's that third and medium area.
Okay.
Yep.
Does that come down to some penalties or...
Some things, it's like the red zone. Some of the red zone things we looked at, you know, they scored on a couple quarterback runs. You know, coverage was pretty tight. You know, the Green Bay game and Baltimore game, they scored on that. So you just, again, that's where you talk about the truth. How's our coverage? Are they scoring, running the ball? Quarterback scramble, two touchdowns. Okay, what can we do, you know, in situations like that again? But, you know, and that's what took place some on third down too. I think you look at your philosophy, how you're going about that certain down and distance, and do you need to tweak it?
What's your concern level on Gibson and Green?
Well, you know, again, they didn't go today, so we'll just see how they, you know, I think it's, you know, they're both questionable. So 50-50, I would say.
Are you surprised Ngakoue's been this effective this early?
Well, his effort is, you know, when we saw him first in OTAs, his effort is always high, every play in practice, every play in the games. So he plays at that level. I think adjusting to the tackles and knowing that he's going up against a different tackle every week and you know, but his effort shows up in his strength. I think versus the run, he showed up better than we anticipated. Still some work to be done there, but doing some good things there. So I'm not surprised because of how his play, his effort, but, you know, some of the good fortune he's had, you know, comes because of that.
What do you think is the biggest reason for Tellin raising his level of play?
Well, I think maturity. I'm talking about maturity on the field, just understanding the position he plays, some of the looks that he's getting, and how teams are attacking him. So I think he's just become more of a student of the game in that aspect.
Anything you think the fact that Miles is there and pushed him a little bit, you think?
Be a great question for him. I don't believe so. I think for Telvin, it's all, you know, he's on his own deal to try to be the best he can be. And if he makes a mistake, he takes it hard and wants to correct it. And, you know, we're trying to find a way, not only as players, but as a team, eliminate those things that keep us from victory. You know, and that's what we've been talking about. These things are keeping us from being where we want to be. Let's eliminate those things. And that's what a player looks at it, too. You know, what's keeping Telvin from being even better? These areas. And he's kind of went and attacked those areas.
How much does Norman's consistency help you guys?
Well, it's great to have that is surprising to me. I know he's a good punter, but just the field position. You know, you always want to try to win the field position battle. And his punting ability, out in the field, but inside the 20, and his abilities there, he's talented in that area, and he's put us in some good positions.
How do you expect to use Miles Jack going forward?
Well, it's a great question because he's multiple. He can play different positions. But, you know, he did some really good things, kind of what we anticipated in the game. There's a couple plays, you know, he's got to, you know, understand that, you know, teams, if they see that on tape, they'll keep attacking him. So we need to see those corrections made. But we'll continue to evaluate that, see how that goes this week. But I would look for him to play more auto.
You have experience going up against Brian Hoyer, and obviously Jay Cutler is on the mend. How do you prepare for the two quarterbacks?
Well, they have different styles, but you're right. We have seen Brian. He's been on a roll lately. You know, a couple of, 300-yard games. So makes good decisions. I think he plays with good poise. So he can get on a rhythm and be very effective and do some really cool things. And that's where I think he is now. But they have different styles. You're right. That's what this whole week is about, preparing for both and see what takes place as the week goes on.
Willie Young had a huge game yesterday. How do you guys prepare for a pass rusher who can stand up, put his hand down?
Right. Yeah, they move him around some. So, we've got some guys like that on our team, you know, that I think will, you know, the speed type guys that for our offensive line. But every team that you play has, you know, there's going to be at least one good rusher. And, you know, they have different styles, and how they utilize them and how they move them around is always a challenge, you know. But, I think for us, what we found out this week, too, is some of the things that are causing us issue are self-inflicted. So this whole emphasis is back to, hey, let's eliminate those things that keep us from being our best. Okay, now let's prepare for, you know, our proponent.
Guys, how much does it benefit a guy like Kelvin Beecham to have this week as he adjusts the new left guard next one?
Well, I think it's good. To have that, you know, that's why I think for us making this decision who the left guard is, we have a pretty good idea. We'll see how it plays out, but I think that comfort level to have a week of practice with him, I think that helps. You always want to try to have those guys play as much ball together as you can. So even days, you know, can matter.
Do you feel good about what you saw from him against the Colts, Beecham?
Yeah. Yep.
What would you guys have done if the storm had been worse? What were some of the plans that you guys
had? Well, we talked about going to Atlanta. You know, so we, you know, taking all you guys up there. No, but you know, you have to. For Hamza's great, Dave and Hamza. We were talking about during the week. You know, hey, we got to have options ready. Guys came over here and checked out our fields, and so like I said, I think everybody's just feeling good that we're back in our building.
So would that have been help with the Falcons or like Georgia Tech or?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Start the second quarter of the season now. What have you learned about your guys that you maybe didn't know a month ago?
Well, I think that, you look at it by units. You know, I think there's some areas that we're doing really well. I think defensively, you know, the total yards and the sacks, you know, we're getting more pressure. I know that first game it didn't look like it, but we really felt like we could get pressure on the quarterback. So, you know, those things are good. I think the third downs and the points, you know, we got to look at, you know, it comes back to points and you got to do everything you can to, keep that down in order. Offensively, I think that we're finding out that it's really important for us to be efficient. I mean, well, earth-shattering, right? But if we can be, you know, if we can run the ball and make good decisions with the ball, take care of the ball, those things, I think we play very well. And obviously, we got to get a chance for explosive plays. That's a part of it. But I think it's, you know, making good decisions, being efficient. When we play efficient football, then we've got a chance to do some really good things. And that's what took place some, you know, in the Indy game. So I think you learn from that, and you take it and run with it. But I just really like our mentality of our team coming out. I mentioned that before, but it just feels different out there. It's like, you know, I mentioned before, it's like you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know, it just feels different. Like this team is like, okay, you know what? We had some things go our way, some things that didn't. But we understand what took place. You know what? Let's take this now. We just came off a bye week, and let's get this thing going here a little bit and really see some progress made in some of the things that we know we need to get corrected. And it just seems like a real tight focus that way.
How has AJ progressed to right guard this season?
He's done good, you know, and he's flexible for us too. You know, he's got some tackle abilities too, so you know, it gives us depth with him. But at guard, for him and Parnell to be side-by-side, kind of like we were talking about earlier, how important is that? I think those guys, still, we're challenging them. You know, I think there's areas where we've just touched on our run game a little bit, but there's areas now where I think they're looking at and they can take it to another level, and he's included in that.
When you're playing at Chicago, how much will you monitor, like, the weather, the elements, and stuff like that? You know.
Well, I think you always do, just so you can prepare. You know, anybody who doesn't look at it, we get reports and say, all right, here's what you're going into. But you don't put a lot of time into it. You just have awareness for, you know, what you could be heading into.